Enoch Burke was given the opportunity today to get temporary release by High Court Judge Mr. Justice Mark Sanfi, but he declined the opportunity. So the judge has sent Mr. Burke back to Mountjoy Prison, where he has spent over 300 days over his failure to comply with an order to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School. The exchange in the High Court on Friday, today is Friday the 22nd, was said to be heated. The judge hoped that the offer of temporary release to Mr. Burke, Mr. Burke would accept that and use the time the school was on holidays to reflect on his position. However, Mr. Burke refused to address the court's proposal and accused the judge of not doing his duty in relation to a ruling. Mr. Burke was supported by members of his family, demanded that the court deal with allegations which related to security arrangements that were put in the school, reported during the week in the media. So there was a report during the week in the media about security arrangements being put in the school at Wilson's Hospital School. But Alex White, senior counsel for the school, said the security was put in place in relation to a matter unrelated to Mr. Burke and was over a dispute with contractors. When Mr. Justice Sanfi dismissed the teacher's submissions on that point, Mr. Burke repeatedly demanded that the court do its duty and deal with the lies. When Mr. Burke refused to cease, the judge directed that he be removed from court. Prison officers then were in the process of removing the teacher from the courtroom when a scuffle broke out. Mr. Burke's brother, Dr. Isaac Burke, was physically removed from the courtroom by Gardaí. The judge said that he had no option other than to send Mr. Burke back to prison and said that the teacher was behaving in a way to keep himself in prison. So Mr. Burke was brought before the court today, Friday morning, when his ongoing refusal to comply with an injunction made last year was reviewed by the judge. So today was a standard review, and it had previously been reviewed in January. The judge had previously described the teacher's continued imprisonment as a profoundly unsatisfactory situation. And when the matter was before the court in February, the judge, who stressed that court orders must be obeyed, had asked the school's lawyers to make submissions on possible alternatives to Mr. Burke's incarceration, and the alternative would have included the sequestration of the teacher's assets. The court also noted that during his time behind bars, Mr. Burke continues to be paid his salary pending his appeal against the school's decision to dismiss him. The court also said that Mr. Burke was being imprisoned at a cost to the taxpayer, has not paid any of the fines imposed on him by the court last year, nor has he paid any of the cost orders made against him by the courts in favour of Wilson's Hospital School. Mr. Burke, who has spent almost a year behind bars, has claimed that he has been imprisoned because he's being punished for his religious belief. He also claimed that his incarceration is also due to his opposition to transgenderism and his refusal to comply with a direction from the school in 2022 to address it. That is the latest with Mr. Burke, Enoch Burke, school teacher, going back to Mountjoy Prison, being offered temporary release by the judge, declining the offer, and the judge then saying that he had no option but to send Mr. Burke back. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I'd appreciate it if you gave it a thumbs up down below. Thanks a lot.